102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We got Kendall on the line this morning. Good morning, Kendall. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. We understand you need a little help with your friend, Derek, your co-worker. You guys work at a retail store together. Now, what happened and why are you seeking a pardon?
Yeah, so he asked me to cover a shift, and I said that I would, and I didn't show up, and now the manager is threatening to fire him.
Oh, Kendall.
Why didn't you show up, Kendall?
I forgot. Like, I'm good for it. I always, like, people usually depend on me, and it's, like, the one time in my life that I, like, screwed up. You know what I mean?
Wow, that's important. You messing with a man's money.
Come on. Come on, Kendall.
Kendall, here's my thing. At some point during that day, right, where you were supposed to be on that shift, you had to think about it like, I'm supposed to be covering Derek. Why didn't you, like, reach out to him or try to get some, you know what I mean?
I swear I didn't think about it till after. And honestly, I thought I would have got, in retrospect, I think, like, shouldn't I have gotten a call? Like, shouldn't have someone have said, or he said, like, why haven't you shown up? Nobody told me. I dropped it. I dropped the ball.
So what did you do that day? Instead of going to work and helping your friend out, what did you do?
Was home just, like, watching daytime TV.
Oh, wow. Hanging out, eating cookies.
Come on, man.
Chilling.
I know. Day off. Like, really day doing off. The bare minimum.
But here's the thing, Kendall. Now, you just said, well, why didn't you get a call? But you had promised to cover the shift. It wasn't their responsibility to call you and say, hey, you know, you were supposed to cover this shift. That's your job at that point because you took on that responsibility.
Yeah, completely. I know. And I'm usually a very responsible person. I just dropped the ball on this one, like, for real.
Sounds like it.
How's the situation been between you and Derek since then?
Not good at all. Like,
getting your job,
like, I miss
threatened
my friend
in the middle of the pandemic. Yeah, I mean, the boss snapped on him, you know?
Yes.
I don't blame him.
All right, so this is what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to reach out to my man, Derek. We're going to get his side of the story, find out what happened. And then you guys are going to talk briefly, and we'll see if he'll grant you a pardon, and you guys can move on as friendly co-workers. How's that?
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I hope so.
Derek, good morning, my man. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for calling, I guess.
everything's all right. Don't be nervous.
All right.
We understand that you have a situation going on with one of your co-workers, a young lady by the name of Kendall. Explain what happened between you and Kendall.
Yeah, so an old friend of mine was coming to visit to town. I haven't seen this guy forever, right? Good friend. Mm-hmm. And so I really needed a day off, and I was kind of short notice, but still, you know, and it's the policy at work, you know, we got to have somebody, you know, you got to find someone to cover for you. And supposedly Kendall's usually reliable, and other people told me, and we were friendly at work, you know, whatever. So I asked Kendall to cover for me, and she said she would. And I went off with my friend and, you know, kind of turned off the phone and throwing a football around a park and hanging out and drinking beers and whatever. Had a nice time, didn't check my phone or nothing. But anyway, turns out I go into work the next day. Kendall never showed up for the shift that she said she would cover for me. And then the manager, you know, takes me aside and basically threatened to fire me. And now I'm, like, sitting here. I've got to be the one trying to, you know, figure this all out and not get freaking fired, right?
So, right, kind of walk around on eggshells for a few.
Yeah. Nothing worse. Yeah. Nothing worse.
Yeah.
So there was no way that you could find out during that time that she had not shown up?
No, I mean, as far as I knew, I mean, I did look at my phone, obviously, later, and, like, nobody called me, no one said nothing, so I figured whatever, everything was cool. I was having a good time. It was just one day. It's not like I was taking a week off of work or something, you know? I figured it'd be cool, and I didn't know until the next day when I went in, you know? And the manager was obviously really pissed off, you know?
And you haven't, you know, had a history of being in trouble at work before this?
No. Not at all. Okay. And, you know, I get along with Kendall all right, you know, but not anymore, man. I'm, like, I'm pretty mad.
Well, we do have Kendall on the line this morning. And if you would just grant her a few moments, Derek, that's all.
Yeah, she made it to this.
She didn't make it to your shift, but she made it to this.
She showed up for this.
Yeah.
Right. She's all
got the shift.
Yeah, she punched in on this call. So what we're going to do is just have Kendall speak to you for just a few moments, Derek, and we need you to make a decision. Kendall, go ahead and talk to Derek.
Look, Derek, you know that I'm always there for you. I am so sorry that this happened and that management did that to you, but, like, for real, they didn't even, like you said, you checked your phone. They didn't even call you to say, like, why didn't you show up? Like,
no, I mean, that's true. Yeah, that is true, but that's not really, they shouldn't be calling me anyway. They, you know, because I set it up, I had it set on a schedule that you were covering for me. And, yeah, maybe they should have called me. I don't know. But you're the one that didn't show up, and the manager's not going to fire himself. So I'm, like, you know, I'm the one that's trying to answer for this, and it's really messed everything up, you know?
I get it. I mean, if you want, I can talk to them. I just feel like we've been friends for a while, and I've really liked working with you.
I don't think you talking to them is going to help, you know, because you're the one that didn't show up. And I don't really want to be friendly anymore. I'm pretty pissed off about this, and I hope I'll find out tomorrow, but I hope I get to keep my job, and, you know, we'll see how it goes. Uh-huh. But right now, I don't really feel like, you know, mending anything right now, you know? Sorry.
Kendra, would you be willing to go back to work and ask them to write you up for what you've done? Can you take, like, a voluntary write-up?
I would take the hit for sure. Like, I feel really bad about this. Otherwise, I wouldn't be, like, you know, like...
Mm-hmm. All right, I mean, do what you gotta do. That would be nice. But, you know, right now, I'm in no mood for being friendly or whatever, you know? I mean, try to stay away at work if you can.
But not to say that in the future you guys can't sit down, right? They just can't...
We'll see.
All right, Kendall. I mean, he can't give you a pardon right now. He's still a little, you know, mad about the situation, but, you know, he's giving you a chance to, in the future, maybe you guys can sit down. So that's how it goes. Sometimes you get a pardon immediately. Sometimes it takes some time. It's Beg Your Pardon with your Dream Team. Another one right here on 102.9 KBLX, the best throwbacks and R&B.